Weather by Malcolm Riley. Unexpected variations in wind speeds near cliffs. Originally published in the March 2019 edition of Afloat magazine and read by Tim Stackpole. During mid-January 2019, I was on board the brig Lady Nelson, sailing south from Maria Island to Port Arthur on Tasmania's southeast coast. The weather was fine and the breeze was a favourable 15 to 20 knot northeasterly. From about 10 nautical miles from Tasman Island, the wind started to decrease. We sailed through the gap between Tasman Island and mainland Tasmania with a fairly gentle breeze. A few hundred metres past the gap, the wind picked up to be a steady 25 to 30 knots, with gusts in the high 30s. What began then was a fast blast along the southern part of the coastline to Port Arthur, even after a reduction of sail. I have heard that other vessels coming to Hobart for the Australian Wooden Boat Festival have experienced these strong winds. For those of you who are not familiar with that part of the world, the scenery is stunning, with cliffs that rise 300 metres straight out of the sea. There are tourist trips you can do, which take you along this coastline, and I've never heard of anyone who's done one of these trips that was disappointed with the experience. These 25 to 30 knot winds were not displayed on any of the computer model forecasts, and when I'm away, I always look at quite a few. These unexpected strong winds were a local effect and are unlikely to be shown in any current weather modelling forecast, but maybe in the future. The reason why these winds were not shown is that the areas where they occur are too small for the models to resolve. There are probably many local effects around the Australian coastline that fit this bill, and this was just one of them. The weather and atmosphere can be a complex beast, with many factors that can be occurring. The weather pattern of the day was a high-pressure system in the Tasman Sea, directing a northeast wind flow along the east coast of Tasmania. The sea breeze along Tasmania's east coast is also a northeasterly wind. It is likely that the actual wind experienced on the day was a combination of the synoptic, wind of the day, northeasterly, and some added wind from the same direction caused by the sea breeze. This would explain why the wind dropped as we got closer to Tasman Island. For a sea breeze to be sustained, you need a large land area that is heating up and the air above the land rising. As we sailed along the east coast of Tasmania, the land area that the sea breeze was blowing towards got less and less, so the sea breeze dropped. As we approached Tasman Island, the wind from the sea breeze component would have disappeared, leaving only the synoptic wind of about 10 knots. How did a 10-knot wind become a 25 to 30-knot wind? There are several key ingredients for the formation of these 25 to 30-knot winds. They are land perpendicular to the wind flow, sufficient height of the land, a fairly low-level inversion, the air in the lower levels was stable, and a sharp fall on the lee side of the land. The cause of these strong winds was that the air was forced over the peninsula. It was forced across the top of the peninsula. A fairly low-level inversion became a cap in the atmosphere. This forced the air that was blowing through a layer of the atmosphere, say 1,000 metres, through a restriction of 600 to 700 metres, with the bottom of the restriction being the land of the peninsula and the top being the inversion. With this air being forced between the inversion and the land, the wind speed picked up. This is basically the same effect of putting your finger over the end of a running hose. The wind on the top of the peninsula was now stronger than the wind that was occurring upstream. There was another increase in wind speed due to gravity. The air was stable. What the term stable air means is that if the air is lifted from the surface, it is denser and heavier than the air at the lifted level. As soon as the forcing mechanism that lifted the air is removed, the air sinks due to gravity, back to where it was in the atmosphere to begin with. One way to think of stability is that we, as human beings, are stable, heavier than the air around us. If we step off a cliff, we are heavier and denser than the surrounding air, so we fall to the bottom of the cliff. The lifted air was denser and colder than the surrounding air, so it fell off the cliff just like we would. The air is not as dense and heavier as a human, so this lifted air, when sinking, that is, falling, would not reach the same speed we would. The sinking air would get some increase in speed, a few knots. With almost the whole of the southern coastline being sheer cliffs, the air basically fell off the cliff. In fact, this air was so stable, there were whitecaps forming within a few metres off the cliff face. The stronger winds were part synoptic wind and maybe a small contribution of sea breeze. An increase in these two components of the wind occurred, as the air was forced over the peninsula, and then a further increase due to gravity, as the air fell off the cliff. All these are components of wind speed, some in the vertical and some in the horizontal. All became a horizontal wind once reaching and flowing out across the sea surface. Although I did not check this out, had we sailed further to the south away from the cliffs, that is several nautical miles, the winds would have dropped and returned to the synoptic wind of the day, around 10 knots. That was Weather by Malcolm Riley, unexpected variation in wind speed near cliffs. Malcolm Riley worked for the Bureau of Meteorology for 34 years and gives marine weather training to boating groups. He sails on tall ships in various parts of the world and skippers the Lady Nelson in Hobart. The article originally appeared in the March 2019 edition of Afloat magazine and was read by Tim Stackpole.